Welcome to CASA's podcast, episode 245. Thank you for joining me today. My name is CASA and I'll be your host today. For the last 8 weeks, I've been trying to discover the relationship between YouTube, English, and discourse. As a foreigner, I've struggled a lot in learning English. Now, I know I can get many practical sources from the internet, but I didn't really consider YouTube to be a learning tool, because I've always used it to listen to music or other leisure activities. There used to be a line drawn between leisure and academics when we used traditional learning methods, memorizing key terms or analyzing novels. However, the internet has gradually allowed these two aspects to overlap one on the other. Therefore, specifically, I want to examine to what extent can YouTube help to improve learning English. So let's go and find out more. Today, we will be having Doris as our guest. Hi, Doris.
Hi, CASA.
Thank you for coming today. You're from China, right?
Yeah.
Oh, great. I'm from Hong Kong, too. So is English your second language?
Yeah.
Has it been difficult for you to learn English in China?
Yeah, we have pretty many difficulties. Like English, our English will have like Chinese accents, and also I have only a few chances to practice English in class.
I can really resonate with you, and I'm sure many other foreign students face the same difficulties. Because many foreign countries demand students to acquire the ability to be literate in English. However, many of them struggle to fulfill this expectation. International students rarely encounter a chance to practice what they have learned in class. Fortunately, as technology continues to develop, it allows more people to have immediate access to English sources.
As for me, I always watch BBC videos on YouTube during my spare time. By watching those videos, I can learn some academic expressions to use in my paper in my high school learnings. Subtitles also help me to get the key ideas from YouTube clips. I know you did some research about YouTube for a few weeks.
Absolutely. For the last few weeks, I've been working on my blog posts. I've mentioned YouTube is an American video sharing platform, therefore English is mainly used. Through comments, titles, and content of the videos. As YouTube began to grow to reach people around the world, people have been providing translated subtitles, which allows foreigners who do not comprehend the same language to still understand the videos.
But there are many other online platforms that have this translation function, such as Facebook, Twitter, etc. So what makes YouTube as an essential learning tool?
What makes YouTube unique is that it's a platform that gives us access to videos, not only merely text or images. It helps many foreigners who lack the chance to practice their English outside the classroom to have the opportunity to listen and to read English at the same time.
I have read your blog post last week about a study called The Effect of YouTube in Multimedia Instruction for Vocabulary Learning, Perceptions of EFL Students and Teachers. Could you explain a little bit of that to me?
Oh yes, this study examines the effectiveness of the use of YouTube videos in English in a foreign language reading class. And the results of the finding prove that there's significant improvements in the students' vocabulary and also in comprehension. There are more interactions between students and teachers, and definitely because there are more interesting content in the school curriculum, allows students to engage the work more actively during class.
I see. As for that, YouTube can be an access to learn English. In recent decades, more schools are using YouTube videos as a part of learning curriculum. Not only it makes learning and teaching more exciting and interesting, but also provide many valuable and practical sources for students to learn English. CASA, would you mind stating several examples on how can YouTube improve English learning?
Yes, the previous study I've mentioned proved that using YouTube as a learning tool gives us an opportunity to engage meaningful in the target language and also allows students to learn English visually with social interactions through images and short films. And I've also read another study that examines the use of mainstream songs from YouTube as a English learning material. The study states that Beyond learning the vocabulary and grammar, students can also learn to analyze the meaning of the songs. And since YouTube allows students to have access to the songs immediately, it helps to form an independent learning habit. For example, students are willing to rewatch the video that is shown in class.
I strongly agree that it doesn't only apply to English, but also other subjects. The study, The Potential of YouTube for Teaching and Learning, say that the level of students' understanding on a subject when they see, hear, and produce materials during instructions is higher, like about 75% compared to a student who only see during the instruction. It's about 20%. Therefore, when a student uses YouTube as a learning material, they can understand better through audible and visual content than only visual content.
That's right. YouTube is also a way for students to learn to improve their pronunciation when watching videos because it stimulates both your eyes and ears. And this is the cognitive theory of multimedia learning. It stimulates deep memory and help students to be able to remember the things that were taught in class.
Yeah, I pretty agree with you. Based on my research, YouTube also can improve teaching English-based subjects in international high schools. For example, teaching the American Cultural Studies. From the article Education, Culture, and Heritage, a proposal of use YouTube videos in high school, the author states that the education must be such principle in order to provide a critical reading about inequality and new ways of exclusion in information knowledge society. The key concept of this quote are inequality and exclusion. Learning those concepts are pretty useful for international students to engage in U.S. culture. I'm currently taking a social justice class, including many complex concepts relating to social, political, economical, such as inequality, racism, capitalism. My teacher often teaches us those concepts through videos with English subtitles.
YouTube allows everyone who has access to the internet can upload, view, and comment on any videos. But there exists a validity problem. Videos that are uploaded might have been handled by people who have insufficient knowledge in English. Therefore, students and teachers might need to be careful when they're using YouTube.
So what are some examples of the drawbacks in using YouTube as an English learning tool?
Foreign students who do not have sufficient knowledge in English might not be able to identify incorrect grammar. For example, many foreign students began to add like in their sentences when they speak English, which many of them do not know it's informal. Also, some students who attempt to use YouTube as a learning tool might not be able to effectively improve their English. For example, League of Legends or Happy Tree Friends does not provide much difficult vocabulary and it's often informal. So it prevents students from being able to learn academic English.
I couldn't agree more. Sometimes native English speakers are inattentive about grammar when they are having a conversation with others. From my own experience, when I talk with some native speakers, if I use my terrible grammar, they'll also not point out those, and so I cannot learn how to improve my grammar when I have conversation with them.
So Doris, thank you for joining me to today's discussion on how YouTube improves learning and teaching in English. Over the last 8 weeks, I've learned YouTube not only improves students' academics in classroom, but also helps to develop practical learning habits outside the school. Ultimately, YouTube creates a more relaxed and enjoyable learning environment for many students, and also teachers. Essentially, music being a daily leisure activity is also beneficial to academics. Learning English does not only apply to reading text or memorizing key terms, but is to have an interest in developing habits to learning. The motivation to learn always lies on the student. Therefore, if students do not enjoy learning on any platform, no matter how much useful learning tools that the platform provides, will never be able to utilize effectively. If you would like to leave any reviews, I will be very appreciated. And of course, if you have not yet subscribed, please make sure to do so. I hope after you have listened to my podcast, you know how to utilize YouTube as an English learning tool. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next week.